Hey, you're listening to the Speaking of Music podcast.
Hey guys, we're back with a special bonus episode that I have been so excited to do. I've literally been planning this bonus episode since before the album came out.
That is true.
Yeah, and we're going to do another one of our little verses series where we put two albums head to head and we discuss which tracks we like better. So this week, in case you didn't know, is Calm versus 5 Sauce 5, the new album by 5 Seconds of Summer, and we are ready to put them head to head. And I know we say this every time we do one of these episodes, but this is genuinely so difficult, and we did have a lot of fun filming the episode, but not a lot of fun coming up with what these comparisons were, because this hurt me really bad. So let's get started.
Okay, so our first comparison is Red Desert versus Complete Mess. I chose Complete Mess.
I reluctantly chose Complete Mess.
And I chose Complete Mess.
No, I feel like this was, like, reluctant too, because I love Red Desert so much. But Complete Mess is just unmatched, like, untouchable.
Complete Mess is one of my favorite 5 Seconds of Summer songs ever. Not that Red Desert isn't, but, like, Complete Mess is, like number one. You know what I mean?
It's, like, a different tier.
A different breed.
True. Okay. Our next comparison is No Shame versus Easy for You to Say.
I had to think about this one for a little bit.
I did too.
We do.
I chose No Shame.
I chose Easy for You to Say, which is funny because if you go back on, like, the Calm episode, I'm like, yeah, this is my favorite 5 Sauce song ever. Like,
I chose No Shame.
I love the way you scream. Oh, okay. Don't do this to me because I might take it back.
Do it.
Okay.
But I love Easy for You to Say, and I heard it live, and it was just so good. I also heard No Shame live, by the way.
Wow.
Just so you know.
Wow.
Just okay. So you know.
Yeah, but that was a hard comparison for me. I had to think about which one I would rather listen to more, I think. And that would be No Shame.
Okay, next up we have Old Me versus Bad Omens. I chose Bad Omens.
I chose Bad Omens.
And I chose Bad Omens.
I think Bad Omens is like Old Me, but like if you make bad decisions. You know, like, because, like, Old Me is like, oh, like, all my bad decisions have brought me here and I wouldn't change a thing. And Bad Omens is like, I made bad decisions because I love someone really bad and I haven't learned from it, you know?
Anyway. Yeah. That one was less hard for me.
Yeah.
Because
Victoria just loves that song.
Victoria just loves Bad Omens. Okay. Easier versus Me, Myself, and I.
I chose Easier.
I chose Me, Myself, and I.
And I chose Easier.
Okay.
The thing is that I have, like, a really, really bad attachment to Easier,
which is weird.
No, it's because before we did the Calm episode, the only 5 Sauce songs I ever heard were the ones that were on the radio.
Yeah.
And I, like, really liked Easier when it was on the radio, so
me
I just
too.
Have a really weird attachment to that song.
What irked me was when they played the Charlie Puth version on the radio.
Yeah, that was,
please remove this.
Yeah.
and listen, I love Charlie Puth and I love 5 Seconds of Summer, but that combination didn't need to happen on that song. Like, no, it was just so ick, because I was ready for Luke's voice and I heard Charlie's and it was just so much cleaner than it was before. The only way that my opinion might change on this one is if this was Easier live from the vault. That version, I don't know if you guys have ever heard it. It's literally like elevated like 5 levels when you hear it.
Okay.
From there.
Okay.
This one definitely could have gone either way for me. I feel like it would change on a given day, to be honest.
I was kind of emo this morning, so.
Okay. Next up we have Teeth versus Take My Hand. I chose Teeth.
I chose Take My Hand.
And I chose Teeth. This one was really hard. I did not like this one.
No, I didn't either. But you know, the choppers.
The choppers are out.
I hope you guys heard that sound effect too, though.
That, like, sounds like it hurts.
Like, yeah, like, why is it so loud?
I have really strong teeth.
Oh, okay.
I also have, this is, like, the same logic for Easier. I have an attachment to teeth, so. And it's also a lot better than the Lady Gaga song called Teeth. That song is not that good.
Okay. I don't know why that needed to be brought up, but sure.
Yes, sure, it did need to. This is the superior song called Teeth.
Me when I was fighting with James about Babylon versus Babylon, but like 5 Seconds of Summer.
Babylon. 5 Seconds of Summer. Babylon is godly.
Oh, but so is Gaga Babylon.
Babylon is so good.
Babylon versus Burn to Bright, now the fire is gone. Watch it all fall down. Babylon. Oh, they're so good.
Okay.
Okay. Wildflower versus Carousel.
I chose Wildflower.
I also chose Wildflower.
And I also chose Wildflower.
This one was kind of upsetting, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
I really like Carousel. The concept of it is just so good. And you can hear more about that if you listen to our 5 Sauce 5 episode. But the subtle plug.
Yeah. You're the only one who makes me psh, like that drum beat, like single-handedly so convinced me to choose Wildflower. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Next up, we have best years versus older. I chose older. No surprise there.
I chose best years.
And I chose older.
Okay, I feel like I need to justify myself.
She's like hiding in shame a little.
Like, I love older and it's so good. But best years, I think it's just because older is newer to me. They kind of give me the same energy.
Yeah.
Obviously, given their placement in the track list, they were supposed to give you the same energy. But like something about best years like makes me like it warms my heart in a way that older isn't yet able to warm my heart. Like I can appreciate older as a song because it is beautiful, it is gorgeous, but best years I've just been playing that one as my like heartwarming album track, and I'm not ready to do that with older yet. I don't know, I love best years.
Okay,
past love burned out like a cigarette. I promise, darling, you won't regret the best years.
I feel like they definitely give the same type of vibe. Like, when you put them head-to-head, it makes sense.
And they go together, right? It's like, I promise, darling, you won't regret these best years. And then older's like, as forever comes closer, hope the world will spin slower. And that's, like, the best years.
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it makes sense as a comparison. Yeah. It works.
Best years asking for forgiveness. And older's like they're past it. You know? Like, it's so cute. Okay, anyway.
Next up, we have Not in the Same Way versus Haze. I chose Not in the Same Way.
I chose Not in the Same Way.
And I also chose Not in the Same Way.
Not to be a Haze hater, but Not in the Same Way, just, I don't know why that song is so
better.
Important to me. That song is so important to me for no reason.
Okay. I just think it, I don't know what to say. I just like it better.
No, I just like it better. Yeah. Sometimes that has to be your reasoning. Like, I feel like I would just, if
rather
I had to choose.
Rather listen to it.
Right. I would rather listen to it. Not to say that I don't like Haze, but, you know, it's lower on my rankings.
Oh, yeah. No, we slandered Haze just a little bit.
Just a tad. Okay. Next up, we have Lover of Mine versus You Don't Go to Parties. I chose Lover of Mine.
I chose You Don't Go to Parties.
And I chose Lover of Mine. Okay, I think for me, this was, between the three of us, this was easiest for me. Because I have more of an attachment to Lover of Mine than I do to You Don't Go to Parties.
But it's 5 a.m. clinging to my couch and everyone I've ever known is standing in my house. So I chose You Don't Go to Parties.
I love the word lovers.
Of course.
Okay, Thin White Lies versus Blender.
I chose Thin White Lies.
I chose Blender.
And I also chose Blender, but this one was definitely very hard.
This one was difficult.
I was definitely flipping back and forth.
I was like, I don't know. I don't think I was surprised that, like,
I was a little surprised that Vic chose Blender.
I had it as Thin White Lies at first, but then I decided to change it.
I don't know. So I feel like I just wouldn't expect me to be the only one to choose Thin White Lies, which is why I feel like I need to like justify that. I don't know.
I love
Thin White Lies so much. It was something I talked about a lot, I think, in the calm episode. But both songs are so good, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Also, if you look at my calm rankings, like it's an inaccurate representation.
Yeah.
Of what they are now.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're looking at them and comparing them, like, don't. That's not how this works.
Yeah, just don't go back.
Okay.
Next up, we have Lonely Heart versus Caramel. I chose Lonely Heart.
I chose Lonely Heart.
And I chose Lonely Heart.
Lonely Heart, like, hits me like a truck. Like, yeah. I don't know. And this, I love that song so much. It is genuinely one of my favorite songs, like, ever. It is so good.
It is really good.
And I feel bad because I know it well, Caramel, but, like, but Lonely Heart is just up there for me.
Yeah.
Okay, next up we have High versus Best Friends. I chose High.
I chose High.
And I also chose High.
Wow, look at all this agreeing. This is so lovely. So civil of us.
Okay. High. Ugh, High is also god tier.
No, High is just one of the better, I don't want to say better songs, but comparatively to where we put Best Friends, even though we spent a long time discussing how the best friends was the best friends.
I just am really attached to High. Like, I thought it was a pretty fair matchup, in my opinion, like, with, so like, too. Song level, but I hope you think of me high. I hope you think of me highly. Like, something about, like, Luke's voice and that, I think, like, actually, like, tipped the scale a little bit. Also because I cried to that song.
Okay. Oh, I think everyone needed to know that.
You know what, Nick?
You know what?
You're right. Everyone did need to know that.
Let's move guys. On to the final matchup, which is Kill My Time versus Bleach.
I chose Kill My Time.
I chose Kill My Time.
And I chose Bleach.
I saw somewhere people were comparing like Bleach to High. They're both like the like penultimate tracks.
Yeah.
And like they're like the sad ones. And they give the same energy, kind of like older and best years, which I totally, totally agree with, which is why I'm like kind of sad that the track list didn't line up to like put them like head to head.
Which one would you have chosen?
I would have chosen High.
Same.
Yeah, I would have chosen High too.
Okay, so maybe I'm not glad that they didn't line up because I don't want to slander Bleach like that. But, like, it's just such an interesting, like, comparison, and it's true. But I slandered Kill My Time in the calm episode, and now I gave Kill My Time a redemption arch.
Oh, I slandered Kill My Time in the calm episode, and I still slandered it. Today, so.
I slandered it in the calm episode, but I gave it the redemption.
We time. Slandered it too much. This is our official apology for slandering Kill My Time.
Sure.
And now Red Line is the automatic winner.
Okay.
Because there is no 14th track on calm.
Now it's time for our final
reveal of the numbers.
I feel like mine are the most scandalous. Okay. Mine's 10-3 in favor of calm.
That's my bet. That is actually disgustingly
like ratio.
Yeah, that's so skewed. Mine is 6-7 in favor of 5+5.
I feel like that makes sense.
It does make sense.
And mine is 8-5 in favor of calm.
Let's not act like you didn't rig this, Victoria. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm the only 5+5 stan, which makes me okay. But you know what? Calm. I like used to be like, calm is my favorite 5+5 album. Like, calm is my favorite 5+5 album. But like, what if it's not anymore? Like, who
oh
am
my
I?
God.
Who am I?
What am I? Like, it was,
what am I? What am I? It's like when my favorite Taylor album went from like, you know, like the Lover era to Folklore and then to Evermore. Like, I was like, who am I anymore? Like, what am I supposed to make my personality now? If Midnights becomes my favorite Taylor album, like, I will be genuinely so upset.
Like, I'm really trying not to do that to myself. Like,
Evermore is my favorite Taylor album, so what if Midnights is better than that?
And like, it's not going to be in my brain. Doesn't matter how good that album
is. Right? Like, I don't know what to do with myself then. Like, I can't handle being wrong. Like, anyway.
She's been wrong a lot.
I've been you know, paying my dues.
First step is acceptance.
Yeah.
But anyway. Seventh stages of grief?
Five.
No, there's like more now.
Oh, they added new ones.
I think so.
Anyways, I'm going through all 15 stages of grief in one. But thank you guys so much for making it through this episode. Hopefully you also made it through our full-length episode on 5+5. And if you haven't, definitely check it out. Yeah. We had so much fun talking about this album. Also check out our calm episode if you haven't already. We also had a lot of fun, although some interesting opinions. So
Yeah.
Make sure to go check out both of those. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Our Instagram is at the Speaking of Music Podcast.
And our TikTok is at Speaking of Music Podcast. So make sure to go follow both of those. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Bye.